சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஓம். பேஜ் 89, வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 3. பூர்வபுத்திமபாதித்வாம் நோத்தராஜாயதே. In this Nishedha Prakaranam, Shankaracharya, dealing a technical topic, very involved topic, Mithyatva Nishchayam or Nishedhan. Nishedha means negation. In some other books, they call this Prakaranam or this chapter is called Atma Jnana Prakaranam. In some other books, they call it as Atma Jnana Prakaranam. Atma Jnanam is nothing but Advaita Jnanam. Advaita Jnanam means non-dual. Advaita means non-dual. Jnanam means knowledge. Knowledge about non-dual self. Not as an object, not as a second entity. Knowledge about that self or Atma as myself. To get this non-dual self knowledge, that is, the self I am alone in the form of everything. There is no second self or Atma. I am Atma is secondless. I am secondless. How is this possible, this Atma Jnanam? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, by neti neti iti vakyena, by negating everything, by negating everything. What do you mean by negating everything? Is it pushing away everything? Like people in railway station, when they are standing in queue, they want to go front. They push the people and they go. It is called negating, you know. It is like pushing, negating, and negating means here falsifying, falsification. What do we have to falsify? Other than Atma, everything you have to falsify. Except Atma, everything you have to falsify. Why can't I falsify Atma also? It is over intelligence. Why can't I refute or falsify Atma also? What is the logic, you know? To falsify something, the falsifier is required. Simple. To negate something, negator is required. Am I right? To negate something, negator is required, or to falsify something, falsifier is required. The one who falsifies is called falsifier. Don't take in a wrong sense. Take it in a right spirit. Okay. Falsification can be done by that person who cannot be falsified. Since that negator being Atma, Atma can never be falsified, Atma can never be negated, therefore everything is negated. After negating everything, what remains is negator. Unnegatable negator remains. That is why this prakaranam is called what? Nishedha prakaranam. Atma is standing as negator, negating everything, everything. What everything? Whatever idam, idam, you say, this, this, this. Idam, idam, idam. That is anatma. to say this, there is someone, the subject is there. When I say this pot comes under prameyam, the object of knowledge. How? Through pramanam, through my eyes, I am seeing this pot. Pramanam, or eyes, come under instrument. Pot, object, comes under prameyam. I, the subject, I am the pramata, the knower of pot. The knower of pot comes under subject, karta, pramata, or jnata. All of you are pramata of pot or not now? Here is a pot in my hand. Now you are all knowing the pot. What knowledge you have got now? Pot knowledge. Ghata jnanam you are all having. Ghata jnanam. That jnanam alone is called prama. The one who has got that knowledge of pot is called pramata. The knower of the pot. In English we call pramata as subject. Subject, knower, is one who knows. That's all simple. Who is pramata? Pramata. The one who has got prama is called pramata. In the word itself, communicate the meaning. Who is knower? Who knows is called knower. Who knows means spelling correct about you. இது சொன்னாலும் கஷ்டம் இல்லைன்னா. ஓகே, ஹூ ஈஸ் ஹேவிங் தட் நாலேஜ் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரமாதா தி சப்ஜெக்ட். சப்ஜெக்ட் பிரமாதா நோவர். தட் வேர்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் தெர் இஸ் அன் ஆகாங்ஷா. நோவர் ஆஃப் வாட்? நோவர் ஆஃப் வாட்? நோவர் ஆஃப் பாட், நோவர் ஆஃப் பென், நோவர் ஆஃப் புக், நோவர் ஆஃப் ஃபேன், நோவர் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஃபேன், திஸ் புக், திஸ் பாட், திஸ் டேபிள், திஸ் டெஸ்க். இதம் 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 டு கெட் இதம் ஜானம் பிரமாதா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. பிரமாணம் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. பிரமேயம் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. பிரமேயம் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், பிரமாணம் இஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட், மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். அனதர் மீனிங் ஃபார் பிரமாணம் இஸ் கால்ட் பிரமா கரணம் பிரமாணம். தட் ஹுச் த்ரூ ஹுச் which you get the knowledge, a means of knowledge is called pramana. So pramata pramanathinal prameyathai arhiran. Correct? Tamil? Okay. Knower with knowing means knows that object, prameyam. So subject, object, instrument. This is what we saw in the last class. Next step also we saw. Once pramata is available, prameyam is available, through pramanam he is getting the knowledge. Jnata, jnanam and jneyam. Karta, karma, karanam. So many triples. Triples. What triples? So many. Karta, karanam, karma. Jnata, jnanam, jneyam. Pramata, pramanam, prameyam. What is the job of this karta? Shastra is asking. You, the karta, pramata, is going to attain brahma jnanam by claiming you are brahman. That is possible after negation of object. An entire universe come under objective world. Entire universe come under objective world. Object. Therefore, this book, this fan, this house, this, whatever you see, experience, come under this. In Sanskrit, this is called idam. Now, next step. To get the knowledge of the object thought must rise in your mind. Yes? If I show this pot, to get pot knowledge, pot vritti has to take place in your mind. Without pot thought, you cannot get pot knowledge. Are you getting the point? This is important to have to note. To get pot knowledge, any knowledge for that matter, any knowledge of any object, that object thought must rise in the mind, and that vritti, ghata vritti, gives ghata jnanam. where in Pramata's mind. Now you have got Ghata Jnanam, and all of you nodded your head. How you have got? You have used your eyes and you saw the pot, and pot thought has taken place in your mind, Ghata Vritti. Immediately ask, what is this? This is pot, you say. To say this, you required the vritti, idam vritti. Pramata must have that idam vritti. Idam means ghata vritti, pata vritti. Thought of cloth, thought of chair, thought of fan, thought of light, thought of house, thought of car. Vritti should be there. Without that idam vritti, that idam ghataha, idam pataha, idam tantu jnanam won't come. So idam vritti is there, that idam has to be negated. Idam neti neti. Now you have to negate everything what you are experiencing. This pot is Brahman? No. This desk is Brahman? No. Whatever you are seeing is not Brahman. Therefore, negate, negate, negate. Then Upanishad says, now student is ready. I have negated everything now. I have negated everything. Upanishad says, you have not negated everything. Some more are there. You have negated car, house, table, pen, book. But you have not negated your body. You have not negated your mind. Then we look at the Shastra. How can I negate my body, mind? You asked me to negate everything. That is first step, first lesson. Second lesson is, since your body also comes under object, you have to negate this body. Iram, shariram, kaunteya, therefore negate your body also. This mind, therefore negate mind also. Everything negate. How can I survive? You survive, don't feel bad. Now one more important point is, idam vritti presupposes aham vritti. I thought. I in not e y. I am. Non angara vritti thought presupposes idam vritti. This is part to say that thought should come. I thought should be there. Non angara vritti. I thought, that is called aham vritti. That aham vritti, that thought, I thought alone, Acharya is calling it as aham dhihi. In the sloka, aham dhihi. In the second sloka, he started aham dhihi. Dhi means, literal meaning is buddhi. Dhi means buddhi or intellect. But here, dhi means not intellect or buddhi. Dhi means vritti. Vritti means doctor profession, lawyer profession, engineer profession. You should not take that way. Vritti means thought. I thought first aham vritti leads to idam vritti. Naan illamale in the thought knowledge varuma. I, who knows this part? I know. I know this part. This I know pot. Pot is idam. I know that I is also a thought. I is also a thought. Vritti. Where it takes place? Antahkarane. Antahkarane. In your own mind. Antahkarana means pramata. With pratibimba chaitanyam. Sakshi plus antahkaranam is equal to pramata. Sakshi chaitanyam, that means witness consciousness plus antahkaranam, put together pramata. Then only you can know, you can become the knower. There I thought comes in that antahkaranam. Once I thought comes, immediately you get snake knowledge, chair knowledge, mic knowledge. All knowledge to come first, you must be there. That I thought must be there. Aham dhi must be there. I thought aham vritti. Aham vritti leads to idam vritti. Now, இதம் விருத்தி ஆல் ஆர் மித்யா ஃபால்ஸ். இதம் விருத்தி மீன்ஸ் பாட் தாட். சின்ஸ் பாட் இஸ் மித்யா, பாட் தாட் இஸ் மித்யா. பாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பாட் தாட். ஒன்ஸ் பாட் ஹேஸ் கான், பாட் தாட் ஆல்சோ கான். வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் அகம் விருத்தி? திஸ் அகம் விருத்தி, தட் இஸ் த டாபிக் நவ். லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஐ ஹவ் இன்ட்ரோடியூஸ்ட் மெனி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். I do not know how much you have followed, but the subject is like that. What he said, Purva Buddhi, third sloka, first line, Purva Buddhi Mavadhitva Na Uttara Jayate Matihi. Purva Buddhi, what is Purva Buddhi, Uttara Buddhi? That example is, I have to remind you, rope snake. You cannot forget that, I know. Rope snake knowledge. சர்பவருத்தி, டு கெட் ரஜ்ஜு ஜானம், சர்பவருத்தி ஹாஸ் டு கோ அவே. வித்தவுட் டிலீட்டிங் தட் மதி, சர்பமதி, பூர்வமதி, உத்தராமதி ந ஜாயதே. மதி ஆல்சோ ஹியர் ஜானம். மதி மீன்ஸ் ஜானம், புத்தி ஆல்சோ ஜானம் ஒன்லி. பூர்வ புத்தி மீன்ஸ் அபாதித்வா, உத்தரா புத்தி ந ஜாயதே. If you want to get rope thought, rope jnanam, sarpa jnanam has to be falsified. Pura buddhi is called sarpa buddhi. Pura buddhi abadhitva, without negating. Badha means negation. Badha means not Tamil badha. If you understand badha word, it is not a badha. Understand, the badha means negation, falsification. Abadhitva, without negating, without negating purva buddhi. Example of sarpa buddhi, sarpa jnanam, uttara matihi, rajju matihi. Now example solikanam first, rajju matihi na jayate. Na jayate means cannot arise. This is very clear for all of us. No difficulty. This is the law. This is nice, correct. We understand. If you apply this law, what will happen when you come to Sakshi Chaitanyam, Aham Vritti? Here only koncham kashtam. Koncham enna nariya kashtam da. Idam Vritti, Aham Vritti. Idam is mithya. நேதி நேதி நேதி, இதம் 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 சர்வம் மித்யா. வை வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம், ஆல் ஆர் ஓன்லி நேம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ், தே ஆர் நாட் ரியல். வாசாரம்பணத்வாத் மித்யான், யூ ஹவ் ஃபால்சிஃபைடு. வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் அகங்கார, அகம் விருத்தி? உபனிஷத் சேஸ், தட் இஸ் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் சேஸ், ஈவன் திஸ் அகம் விருத்தி இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபால்ஸ். That in antakkarana, I thought is rising. Sakshi plus antakkarana, pratibimba chaitanyam and mind. That pratibimba chaitanyam plus mind is there. In that mind, in which reflected consciousness is there, OC also there. OC plus RC plus mind. There only I thought is coming, I vritti. The vritti, sakshi and RC, here reflected consciousness, is the cause. Udbhavaha means for the rise of aham vritti in the mind. The pramata, this is pramata, RC plus antahkaranam. Sakshi plus antahkaranam, pratibimba chaitanyam is called pramata, I said. Now, this pramata exists without sakshi? No. This pramata knower cannot exist without OC, the sakshi. Can sakshi exist without pramata? Very good. So, sakshi exists without pramata or knowerhood. In this knowerhood only aham vritti is taking place. Who is knowing this I thought? Who is the witnesser? சாட்சி பிரத்யக்ஷம், அந்தக்கரண விருத்தி, தட் விச் இஸ் ரைசிங் இன் த மைண்ட். அகம் விருத்தி, அகம் விருத்தி இஸ் ரைசிங் இன் த மைண்ட், அந்தக்கரணம். this is also a vishaya. Every vishaya is mithya, every object is mithya. Drigdrishya viveka, you remember, seer one, seer two, and a seen world. Asti bhati priyam rupam namacittam shapanchakam adhyatvayam brahma rupam jagadrupam tatodvayam. So this idam job is over now. Idam, everything is mithya, 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 is over. Who is negating this negator, pramata? Negator of everything, the pramata, is also mithya. Pramatrutvam is mithya. Premeyam mithya and jolito. Easy to say. What? My house is mithya. My car is mithya. Everything is false. Nama rupatvat. Vacharambhanam. All are mithya. What about this ahankara with pramatrutvam? Through this pramata only you have negated everything. This gnata only negated gnayam. This karta only negated gnayam. Karma. This gnata, pramata, karta, is this status is real? This is also idam. Pramatrutvam, kartrutvam, gnatrutvam, all are taking place because of aham vritti. Aham vritti taking place in mithya antahkaranam. This vritti is possible because of sakshi chaitanyam. So this is seer one, sakshi chaitanyam is satyam. This sakshi chaitanyam, unnegatable negator negating this, what? Pramatahood, gnatrat, knowerhood, doership, all negation taking place. That means aham vritti is also falsified. That means ahankara is also falsified. Who remains? Sakshi chaitanyam. Without sakshi chaitanyam, pramata can never exist. But without pramata status, knower status, sakshi chaitanyam can remain. What remains all the time without any pramatrutvam, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam or gnatrutvam, that is satyam. After negating everything, this also can be negated. Sakshi chaitanyam also. See the second line now. Drishihi yekaha swayam siddhaha. Without pramata also, drishi is available. Drishi means here, sakshi chaitanyam. Drishihi means sakshi chaitanyam siddhaha. Swayam siddhaha, self-evident. Siddhaha means evident. Swayam siddhaha means self-evident. Yekaha, non-dual. Drishihi, sakshi chaitanyam is non-dual. This is important. Yekaha. Nanu varu drishi, ni varu drishi in chulla kudad. Atma chaitanyam, sakshi chaitanyam is only one. Yekaha, non-dual. Swayam siddhaha, swayam prakashaha ityartha. Pramata cannot exist separate from sakshi. Sakshi is depending upon whom? Chaitanyam, depending upon whom for its existence, it is not depending upon anyone. But aham vritti is depending upon chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is depending upon chit. Without chit, there is no chidabhasa. Without chidabhasa, there is no antakkarana vritti formation. Without I thought, there is no this thought. This thought cannot exist without I thought cannot exist without sakshi. Sakshi cannot exist without? Sakshi always exists. That is why swayam siddhaha, unnegatable negator. This ahankara which is taking place in your mind, antakkaranam, which is giving cause for idam thought, this thought, that thought and all, this is also mithya. World is mithya, body is also mithya. Up to that everyone can do easily. When it comes to the mind, antakkaranam, it is so proximate, as almost identical. Here only we have to use our buddhi. Aham vritti comes because of chidabhasa. Chidabhasa is satyam or false? False. So this antakkarana is nothing but chidabhasa sahita antakkaranam. That alone is called Pramata. Knower, I know this, you are telling. Whatever you are knowing is false. What about this knower? As the knower is Satyam. Knower is Satyam, Swamini. Nandane, ellame knowing. This knowerhood is coming because of Sakshi. Let's say, knowerhood also false. How long you know anything? As long as something is there in front of you. If it is not there in Sushupti, in deep sleep, what knower you are? Where your knowerhood has gone? That's why it is called Agama Pai. In Jagrat and Swapna, you are the knower. Now in the class, you are in which avastha? Appa, thank you. You are all in Jagrat avastha. In Jagrat avastha, you are knowing, you are Pramata. In dream also, you are the knower, knowing dream object. In sleep, you are the knower of what? Is there a knowerhood? Is there a knowerhood, doership? Nothing is there. Kartrutvam is not there, Gnatrutvam is not there, Pramatrutvam is not there. Without knowerhood, without knowing anything, am I there or not? Drishihi, Swayam Siddhaha, without anything, I am self-evident to myself, I am there. Am I depending upon sense organs to exist as Sakshi, Chaitanya? Am I depending upon mind? Am I depending upon body? No. Ekaha drishihi swayam siddhaha. Swayam siddhaha bhavati. Full stop. Up to here, this is over. Therefore, phalatvatsaha na badhyate. Can this Sakshi Chaitanyam also be falsified? You have falsified idam. You have falsified aham. Ahankara. Ahankara falsified. Enna karankarama irukkillaya? Because ahankara formed because of reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness is false. Therefore, it is falsified. Mithyatva nishchayam neti neti. Mudichachi, whole chapter is over. Yeah? What about this Sakshi? Even koda anupillamani. You cannot. Sakshi continues all the time. But Sakshitvam won't be there. That status of Sakshitvam may not be there because there is no Sakshyam. There is no any object. But Chaitanyam, as Chaitanyam, I remain. Phalatvat, I am the Phalatvat means Jnanam. Phalatvat means Saha Drishihi. Phalatvat saha is there. Saha drishihi phalatvat. It is a jnana swarupam. It is a jnana swarupam. Phalatvat na badhyate. It is not negatable. Na badhyate. It is not negatable. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we will go to the fourth shloka.
Idam vanamati kramya. Shoka moha didushitam. Vanadgandhara ko yadvat. Svatmanam pratipadyate.
Now, one more important point he communicates in this prakaranam. With this sloka, the prakaranam is going to be over. After negating everything, the negator remains or claims that I am Brahman. I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. After this knowledge, Jnana Anantaram, can he or she, the Jnani, use again this Aham Vritti, Idam Vritti to do Vyavahara or not? He or she has to do Vyavahara. So after knowledge also, after knowing Aham Brahma Asmi, again I can get I thought and this thought and this world vyavahara I can continue after knowledge also. Suppose everyone get atma gnanam sakshi chaitanyam aham asmi and afterwards he will not continue. No aham vritti, no idam vritti. How one can do vyavahara? Vyavahara is not possible. To do vyavahara, again jnani has to wear what? Vesham. In the vesham ahankara, vesham we have to wear. The kavacham. It is called kavacham. Wearing the kavacham and I thought again pramata comes, pramanam comes, again pramayam comes. Again jnata comes, jnanam comes, jneyam comes. Again karta comes, karanam comes, karma also comes. Vyavahara means triputi. Triputi, vyavahara. Vyavahara ni sonnale in the mood irkanum. Swamini, I do vyavahara with two only and now. It is not possible. It is not possible. Everyone has to do vyavahara with these three. After knowing aham brahma asmi, to do vyavahara, I can again use this aham antakaranam, vritti and all these objects, thoughts, again vyavahara continues. Continues. But what is the difference between previous vyavahara and after knowledge vyavahara? Simple. Before coming to Upadesha Sahasri Vedanta classes, I was doing vyavahara. After coming to Vedanta class, advanced class, I am advanced senior student. I have understood, I am claiming I am Brahman. I know idam is mithya, sarvam mithya, everything is false. What is false? World is false, body is false, mind is false, antakaranam, murti, everything is false, pramata, kartrutva, everything is false. I am there after getting this knowledge. I am coming to vyavahara again. Before knowledge I was doing vyavahara. After knowledge now I am doing vyavahara. Before knowledge I was giving reality to them and doing vyavahara. Every nama rupa was real for me. Every nama rupa is real, including my body was real. Real or real, not real, real or real at that time. Mind is also real or real. What about mental problems? Not mental problems in the mind, it's called mental problems. They're also real. Now after jnanam, all these problems in the mind, this mind and the mind which is using this body for vyavahara, and the vyavahara sake you are using so many objects, all are unreal. Unreal objects, can they cause pain? Unreal objects, body, mind, also come under object or not? Object only. Can they cause intense pain after knowledge? They will not cause intense pain. They cause pain. Pain continues. But you don't take it serious. Matter is doesn't matter. Previously matter was so serious. Body so seriously I was attending it. Everything is so seriously, so really I was taking. After knowledge I am not taking it so serious. Matter is doesn't matter. Now, after knowledge. This is called jnana phalam. Phalatvat aham atma sarvadhishtanam paramarthika satyam. Prakriti, matter, nama, rupa, prapancha, including body, mind also. Mind is subtle matter, gross body is gross matter, world is also gross world, gross matter. Everything is matter. Matter cannot disturb because matter belongs to vyavaharika satyam. Lower order of reality can never touch the higher order of reality. So I, the sakshi chaitanyam, is of higher order of reality. My higher nature cannot be disturbed by lower nature. Lower nature, lower I, lower nature, body, mind, always with problems. But they cannot touch me. I am, touch me not. Asparsha yogaha. This is the jnana phalam, moksha phalam. For this week. Pallu valli irukum. அதனால நான் பல்லு இல்ல, முதுகு வலி இருக்கும். முதுகு யாருக்கு இருக்கும்? சரீரத்துக்கு இருக்கும். இதம் சரீரம் கௌந்தேயா, இதம் சரீரம் நான் அகம் சரீரம். இதம் சரீரம் ஆர் அகம் சரீரம்? யூ சே திஸ் பாடி ஐ ஆம் பாடி, யூ சே திஸ் பாடி ஐ ஆம் பாடி. This body you are telling means what? There is someone other than this body. Therefore, I am not this body. I am different from the body. Nanna irukku swamini, nanna irukku. Now, one person, Gandhara Desha Purushaha, Chandogya Upanishad, the story comes. One person who is staying in Gandhara Desha. One day he was hijacked. Hijacked by Taskaras, thieves. He was hijacked, now modern language, hijacked. Thieves taken away him. How they take away, hijack eppadi pannuva? First they tie their eyes. Baddhaha. Patena chakshuhu baddhahana. His eyes are tied and they took him to forest. Unknown place. Deep forest they have taken him. Because he is wearing diamond ring. And he is wearing a chain in his neck. And he is having lot of cash box also. That's why immediately they hijacked him with time eyes. Because you might have seen in the cinema also. In the pakkam or villain, in the pakkam or villain. Thief, both are sitting. And this person, guy in the middle. With tied eyes he is sitting in middle. And they take him to low and aloof place, solitude place. And after going there, they take everything, gold, cash, everything, and slowly they go away. Afterwards, this person starts what? Shouting, crying, like this happening. This Gandhara Purusha person also taken away by some robbers. After going there, they have taken his things and all, and they left him high and dry in the forest. And this person started crying, shouting, calling, please someone come and save me, save me. He do not know where to go. He do not know where, which direction he is standing also. He is alone standing there and he is searching which side I have to go. Which is south, east, north, west, he do not know. If you go to Dhanushkoti, it happens like that only. You go to Dhanushkoti and stand there. You do not know which is southern side, eastern side, western side. Adumadri in the Gandhara Purusha went to forest, taken by them, he do not know how to go. How to reach his Gandhara Desham again? When he was crying, one Apta Purushaha, one Mahatma, Dayalu, Karuna Murti, compassionate person, came near to him and untied that cloth from his eyes and he said, now you can go to your Gandhara Desha to this direction, he showed. Then he reached his place, Gandhara Desha. This story tells us, we are all of us missed our own Gandhara Desham, Atma Pradesham. Atma, my place is what? What is my original place na? Atma. I have missed that. Who are the taskaras, thieves na? Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, taskaras. Catched me, hijacked me. How they tied my eyes? They tied my eyes through pata. What is that pata? Na? Viveka buddhi I have lost because of my raga, dvesha. So my own shatrus, my raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madamatsaryas, dehe tishtanti taskaraha. You see that taskaraha words. They are all thieves who are not outside, they are inside only. And they covered your eyes. What eye? Viveka buddhi eye. Discriminative eye, viveka buddhi eye they are covering. And by covered your eyes, you are not able to know your Atma Swarupam. How to know your Swarupam? You do not know. One Guru has to come, Karuna Murti, who is compassionate and teach you, you are Brahman. Then you get moksha. That is the essence of this sloka. Look into the sloka. Idam vanam. You have to see first gandharakaha. Vanat, vanat gandharakaha. This, how this gandhara purusha from vanam, he was released. Swat pratipadyate gandharakaha pratipadyate. That means he reached his place. Just as story I gave, that what Upanishad said. Now he reached his place. How he reached from this vanam or forest? How he reached to his place? Because of a person who guided him. Like that, in our life also, you come to Darshtanta now. Tadvat. Yadvat gandharakaha vanat pratipadyate. Means he came to his own place. Pratipadyate means adhigachyati. He reached his own place. Tadvat. Like that. Tadvat, you have to supply. Tadvat. Jivaha. The individual. Jiva. Idam vanam. Idam shoka mohadi dushitam vanam. This jiva is in what forest? Vanam means forest. What type of forest? In the forest, what are all there? Tiger, lion, snakes, all wild animals, krura mrugams were there. In this body vanam, what are all wild animals are there? Shoka, mohadi dushitam. This body was polluted. Mind is polluted by this shoka. Vanam, vanam like body. Body means including subtle body, mind also. Gross body, subtle body, shoka, mohadi, dushitam. Dushitam means it is smeared with or covered with. Dushitam means polluted, we can say. Dushitam means polluted. Became impure. With what? Shoka, sorrow, moha, delusion. What Arjuna has got? Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Shoka Moha only. Sorrow and delusion. Why sorrow comes? Because of no Viveka. Atman Atma Viveka is not there. Therefore, Moha comes. Moha is because of Shoka. Shoka is because of Atma Ajnanam. Mula Vidya. Mula Vidya Ajnanam. Atma Ajnanam is the cause for sorrow. Whenever we get dukkha in our life, what is the indication? Shoka comes only because of avidya, ajnanam. Ajnanam of what? Atma and anatma. Atma, anatma, viveka, when we are missing, atma, anatma, jnanam, viveka, jnanam, shoka comes, moha comes. Therefore, idam, vanam, atikramya, swatmanam, pratipadyate. After negating anvaya vitreka jagrat swapna avasthayam vyavahara aham vritti idam vritti bhavati sushupti avasthayam idam apina aham apina idam vritti nasti aham vritti nasti. Therefore this idam vritti aham vritti both are false. That is only for temporary vyavahara. Don't take it seriously, but we take it serious. So serious. How much serious? Real, it is real. But once Guru comes and says, you falsify the world, falsify this body, falsify even ahankara. Ahankara is also is because of Sakshi Chaitanya. That is your real nature. This is not real, but we are taking this is real. That's why our problems are also real. Therefore, this cover, aviveka, cover, have to be removed. That's why discover. Discover. Remove the cover. Ajnana cover you remove. How you can remove? Coming to the class. Class la ukkarndale ajnana cover poidum. Therefore, vanam atikramyam. He crossed this. What vanam? Sarira vanam. Sarira vanam, sukshma sarira vanam, stula sarira vanam, sarira trayam. Vanam atikramya means transcends, cross over. How he cross over? Not by meditation, by studying Shastra regularly, systematically, falsifying the world, body, mind, and anvaya vitireka dvara. Adhyaropa apavadabhyam. That is, tvampada viveka anvaya vitireka abhyam. Panchakosha viveka, shariratraya viveka, drudrishya viveka dvara. Adhyaropa apavada dvara. Tatpada jnanam comes by adhyaropa apavada. Tvampada jnanam comes by anvaya vitireka. Okay, tadvat jivaha idam vanam shokamohadi dushitam atikramya svatmanam pratipadyate. At times, svatma jnanam, svatma jnanam. Svatmanam means what? He attains his own self. Attaining his own self is required, really speaking. There is no necessity. He recognizes aham brahma asmi. I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be Brahman. There is no question of attaining. I recognize there is no need of attaining. I am already Brahman. But that ajnanam only is removed. This is the teaching of this second chapter. Now I will give you the essence or summary of this chapter. Very simple. Self-knowledge involves negation of anatma. Is the essence of this four verses. Only four verses. Self-knowledge involves negation of anatma. After negating, I remain as Sakshi Chaitanyam. Remaining as Sakshi Chaitanyam, I negate anatma. Anatma means prapanchatrayam, shariratrayam. Anatma, prapanchatrayam means every object. How I negate? By falsification. This pot, can you falsify or not? After falsification also you use the pot or not? Use it. Similarly, this body pot also falsify and make use of it. That is called art of living. Art of living enna theriyiradha enna ni? This is the art of living, intelligently, living intelligently. Falsify it, just as you have falsified. Is there a part other than a clay? No. Is there substance called a part? No. After falsification, to falsify the part, have you destroyed the part? Physically, have you destroyed the part? No. If you destroy the part, really, are you intelligent person or unintelligent person? To negate the part, I want to destroy the part. One kall eduthu vende doppu doppu ni kottina destroy. I destroyed the part. I said, you need not destroy the part physically. Intellectually, you understand there is no part other than clay. And intelligently use the part. Similarly, this body, Shariratrayam, part, prapanchatrayam, jagat, also intellectually take out the reality. After studying long time only you can do that job. It's not possible easily. Mithyatva nischayam alone is atma jnanam. Without mithyatva nischayam there is no question of advaita jnanam. People always working for advaita jnanam without doing mithyatva nischayam. I want to say how much you are giving Advaita Jnanam Pradhanam, much more you have to give Mithyatva Nishchayam, importance to Mithyatva Nishchayam. That is not here negation. Nishesha Prakranam Annane Adida. In Mandukya comes Vaitajya Prakranam. Adha Vanteja Yan Nasti Vartamane Pitathasa. Nothing is really born, nothing is really created, nothing is there really. Everything is seemingly there. Therefore, after falsification also, make use of your body, make use of your mind, and you are not disturbed by the world body. That is the essence. Self-knowledge involves negation of anatma. Second point, negation of anatma includes negation of ahankara also. Here only many people, I negate everything Swamini, I left everything in the Kashi anna. Yena tyajasi satyaja, in Shanti Parva it comes. Yena tyajasi, with what you are giving up, give up that. With ahankara you are giving up everything. Give up that ahankara. Giving up ahankara means falsification of ahankara. Mithyatva nischayaha. So negation of anatma means, or negation of anatma includes ahankara negation also. Adi matram vidamale varsha kanakkala ellame vittita swamini sanyasi aitaanna sanyasi enna ellame vittitom husband family children wife ella vittinadhu appuram ashramathukku poi irundhe ellame vittitom shastra asking, have you dropped your ahankara? Renouncing ahankara is real sannyasa according to shastra. Therefore every grihastha can be a sannyasi. That is what shastra says, especially Krishna highlights. That is sannyasa. Ahankara tyagaha eva sannyasa. Without renouncing ahankara means falsifying ahankara, you can never get atmajnanam. This is the second point. Then third point in this prakaranam, remaining atma, remaining as atma myself is called moksha. Dukkha samyoga viyoga. Remaining as atma, I remain as atma. When? In meditation. Now here itself, I remain as atma all the time in spite of vyavahara, even without vyavahara. Vyavahara kale aham atma, vyavaharam nasti chedapi aham atma eva sarvada. All vyavaharas happening in atma, me, in me only all vyavaharas happening. Vyavahara interaction takes place, interaction subsides. Interaction can disturb me, screen cannot be disturbed. All roles, films, pictures are coming. You switch off the TV or not? All the time you are seeing 24 hours. You switch off and switch on. Switch off, switch on. Now you are switch on. Now go home, switch on. Night, switch off. Appo enna thookathil unda mokshama? No. Even in waking state, also I can switch off. How? Nishedha. Nishedha mukha dwara. Neti, 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 neti. While interacting itself, while vyavahara itself, I know I am Brahman. All vyavaharas are only at lower order of reality. If you feel so bad to say unreal, don't say unreal. Romba kashtama irukum swami unreal ani sonna solladunga unreal ani solladunga enna solanum. They are all lower order of reality. Husband is lower lower order of reality. Wife is lower order of reality. Son is lower order of reality. Vyavahara is lower order of reality. House, lower order of reality. What about food? Lower order of reality. Body? Lower. Ellame lower, lower, lower. I am? Higher. Higher enna fourth floor, fifth floor. I am the adhisthanam. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantih. Harih Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.